Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. And today I'm thinking about active galactic nuclei, and I'm here with student Tombo Rarifuaranur, and she is studying these things, amongst others, at the University of Cape Town. Good afternoon, Tombo.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And Tombo is from Madagascar. And I guess it doesn't really matter where you are in the world if you're thinking about active galactic nuclei. I've no idea why they call that, because what we're talking about is a black hole, isn't it, at the centre of a galaxy, not a nucleus.
Yeah. So they are found, as you said, in the centre of galaxy. Most of galaxies are hosting a supermassive black hole. And as they are in the centre, they are kind of the nucleus of the galaxy.
Oh, yeah. So is this scientist being poetic?
Yeah, sometimes we are.
Okay. So not all galaxies have one, but our galaxy has a black hole in its center, doesn't it?
Yeah, ours have one, and it is called Sagittarius A stars.
Okay, and in fact, I think, was it in 2022, they took an image of the sort of material around the black hole?
Yeah, the first like image of a black hole, but that wasn't our black hole, but yeah.
So, no, the first image of any black hole, I think that was 2019, that was in M87, but our black hole, our very own black hole in the centre of our galaxy. Well, actually, there's still some dispute over whether that really is what they picked up. But anyway, it's the material around a black hole that we see glowing. And I have a big question here, which is that I'm aware that an AGN, it's an active galactic nuclei, so it's an active black hole. So what do we mean by an active black hole, and how is it different from an inactive one?
So black hole have something that we call accretion disk. So there will be material accreting this disk. It's kind of spiraling around this disk. There is also something called event horizon. And then when something go beyond this event horizon, then they will be like swallowed by the black hole.
But the swallowing is not like a vacuum cleaner, so we are told. It's that gravity sucking things in. And once you go beyond this event horizon, you've got no chance.
No.
Right. So you have an active black hole, and that's one that's still feeding, if you like. Mm-hmm. Things are still falling into it. So what's an inactive black hole?
Inactive black hole wouldn't have a staff accreting it. And we call them quiescent or dormant black hole.
How do we know they exist? Quiescent, the dormant black holes, how do we know they're there?
I guess because they are massive, so yeah.
So probably we see maybe by stars, the way stars are moving around them. So they'll still have mass, won't they?
Yeah. So probably their mass is what we can tell that there's something massive in the center of the galaxy.
So the black hole at the center of our galaxy, that has this sort of glowing disk around it, doesn't it? So doesn't that mean it's active?
So it is not active. And I think what the observation that they did is not like the accretion disk, but they have like a radio image of that black hole, and we can see filaments and things like that.
Oh, okay. So it's a good thing it's not active then, far enough away from the black hole to be affected if it were active?
I think we are in like outer skirts of the arm of the Milky Way. But if it is active, I think at some point we will be swallowed by it. But what I mean by some point is millions of years.
So, okay, yeah. So let's not worry about it right now. Let's worry about other things. How about that then, Tombo?
Yeah.
So Tombo, thank you very much for telling us about your take on inactive and active black holes, because, I'm glad that there are people studying these, because we should know what's going on out there. So thank you very much, Tombo.
You're welcome. Thanks for the chat.
And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.